Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be here. I assume we're on the north side of Mobile, right? It's good to be with you people here at Northside. And, you know, we are here to share with you what God is doing in Israel to bring revival to the Jewish people and to that land. But we also are here to share what you're doing in Israel. You are a part of what God is doing there. And so when you connect with Israel through our report and in ways like that, it's not like, oh, that's what they're doing over there. It's what I'm doing over there. We're taking the gospel to the precious Jewish people. Maoz Israel Ministries is reaching Israel with the good news of the gospel. And then we are also reaching the nations with the truth about Israel. You know, it's interesting, you mentioned Brasilia. We just recently opened a new office. We have full-time people in Brazil going around the land, sharing the truth about Israel and connecting them with what God's doing in Israel. And we do have offices in London, Canada, Ireland, Brazil. I'm sure I'm going to miss some of them. But this is the young lady. And by the way, this is her birthday today. Is it okay if I sing a birthday song to her? Okay, I'm going to sing this to her. This is your birthday song. It isn't very long. Yay! Didn't take long, did it? But she is the administrator, and we do this from the Dallas, and she administrates all of these offices, including our office in Israel. Now, we have people there on the ground as well, but she is in contact with them every week, and the Lord has gifted her greatly. I wonder just to share for just a moment how the Lord called her to this.
Well, hello, and I'm so happy to be the new kid on the block. Yeah. It's wonderful to be a part of this congregation. You know, I went to college. I got a business degree. I was really not career-minded. I really wanted to meet the man of my dreams and have a family, and as you can see, I did. And we've been together 44 years, so that's pretty incredible to me. We have two sons, and they both are married believers, have children, have seven grandchildren. That's a little bit of our background. But I am actually proud to say that I am third generation missionary. You know, Pastor said this morning, that last night he was so happy to be a missionary so he could have a dessert first. But I'm third generation. Now, my first generation was my grandmother who knocked on doors in Denver, Colorado in the Jewish neighborhood. She literally went door to door, knocking on the door. She never drove a car. She got on the bus once a week and went to the Jewish neighborhood, knocked on their doors, presented the gospel to them. That was the first generation. Next generation, my father. He was a pastor. Different calling. But he loved the Jewish people, and he taught the church to love Israel, to recognize the Jewish people, the roots of our faith. And then came along me, who wasn't an evangelist, who wasn't a pastor. I was administrative. I had gifts in business. My father recognized it early and gave me some opportunities in the church to record giving and things like that on Christmas holidays and whenever I wasn't in school. But I began to realize I had this gifting of organizing and administrating. I didn't see how God was going to use that. But I gladly say I'm a missionary, because he's using my gifts to bless the Jewish people. You know, someone with vision, if you've ever been around a visionary, and you have with your pastor, they have exciting goals. They want to get everybody on board to do what God's put in their heart to do. And they're thrilled about it, and they're just so excited, and there's a big, big hoopla, and then all of a sudden it's time to do it. And guess what that takes? Organization. People, planning, administration, resources. And that's what God gifted me to do as a missionary. And I'm so thankful that he's using my gifts. And I just want to exhort you, and especially you young people who think, how is God going to use me? He will use you in your gifts and your talents that he gave you from birth to develop and use them for God's glory. You may not be in Haiti, you may not be in Israel, but you will be able to use your gifts for the kingdom of God.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Christy. We are not the founders of Maoz Israel Ministries, although Christy has been a part of the ministry for 28 years now. We met Ari and Shira, who are the founders of the ministry, about 29 years ago now, and they asked her to begin to administrate what we were doing in the United States. And that's where it started. But I would like for you to just briefly be able to see them and meet them. So we brought a video, if you'll put that on. Well, that's Ari and Shira. And you might have a question about Israel. And you might ask the question, why is Israel important? We see it on the news every day, basically. We read it in our newspapers, if we still read newspapers. And we certainly hear accounts about it on the internet. I know you guys were just in Israel a few days ago and couldn't go into Bethlehem because there had just been shooting there, actually on the Temple Mount, wasn't it? And so stuff is going on there all the time. Why is it so important? Well, it's important because not for Israel's sake, but for the nation's sake. Ari wrote a little booklet called To the Jew First. And I'm going to share a few things that are in here. I'm going to be brief, but if you want to know more, we have this little booklet with us. I recommend highly you pick it up. Probably read it in 45 minutes. Pastor said he's got it on his desk in there right now. And it goes into a little more depth than I'm going to go into. But let me first of all, if you want to go with me, to Joel, the second chapter, I'm going to read a scripture to you from the message and then talk to you just for a moment. Why is Israel important? Why is it important that we take the gospel to the Jewish people? Why is it important that there be a great revival among the Jewish people? Let me read in verse 23, the second chapter of Joel. I've got bifocals on, so let me lift this up and get a little closer. Let's see, where are we? Okay, here we are. No. Verse 23, children of Zion. Who are the children of Zion? We're talking about Israel. We're talking about the Jews. Celebrate. Be glad in your God. He's giving you a teacher to train you how to live right. Teaching. Like the rain out of heaven, showers of words, the former and the latter rain, it says in other translations, to refresh and nourish your soul, just as he used to do. And plenty of food for your body, silos full of grain, casks of wine and barrels of olive oil. Plenty, abundance. And this is a spiritual prophecy. Israel had already exited from Egypt. And then this prophecy comes as a spiritual prophecy for Israel and for the Jews. I'll make up for the years of the locusts, the great locust devastations. And it mentions four locust armies there, which I believe are the four great holocausts against Israel. Some of them under the banner of the cross, the Crusades, the Inquisition, the pogroms kill millions of Jews in Russia. And then, of course, the Holocaust that we remember so well now, because we still have memorials and museums about the Holocaust in Germany, which, by the way, to the Jewish people, was a Christian nation killing Jews. And so the four locust armies of doom, the great locust invasion, I sent your way. You'll eat your fill of good food. You'll be full of praises to your God. That sounds like revival. We're talking about spiritual food and praises and worship to our God. It's amazing when you go to Israel. And next time you guys go, I want you to be able to visit a messianic congregation in Israel. When Sheera first went to Israel, she said there were about five other believers in the land, the entire land. We now believe there are over 20,000 believers there. And it's so exciting to go into a messianic congregation and see those Jewish people in their own language, Hebrew, worshiping and praising their Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus, their Savior. So it says, you will eat your fill of good food and you will be full of praises to your God, the God who has set you back on your heels in wonder. Yes, when they begin to see the gospel in action, it provokes them to jealousy, just like Paul told us to do in Romans. It provokes them to jealousy because they brought the gospel to us, the Gentile, and then they walked away from it. Now it says that we, as their younger brother, are to provoke them to jealousy to bring them back to that gospel that they brought us. Whoops, I just messed up there. Okay. You will know without question, I'm in verse 27, you will know without question that I am in the thick of life with Israel, that I'm your God. Yes, your God, the one and only real God, their Messiah, Yeshua. Never again will my people be despised. And then listen to this. I know you've heard messages on this in verse 28, and that's just the beginning. Other scriptures say, and afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all kinds of people around the world, as we've been hearing today. Missionaries going around the world. But as we see a great revival among the Jewish people, there's going to be a great revival in the nations. Hallelujah. There's going to be a great revival in Mobile, Alabama. There's going to be a great revival on the north side here. We believe that. And by the way, I want to say thank you guys for coming today. You inspire me. But, you know, they fill up a good portion of the church back there. But there's coming a great revival, Pastor. You guys are now participating in taking the precious gospel to the Jewish people, and God's going to bless you. And revival is coming. I believe that. And not only will these guys be here, but it's going to be full because people want to know what God is doing and be where the Spirit of the Lord is. And it says, I will pour out my Spirit on every kind of people. Your sons will prophesy, also your daughters, and your old men will dream, and your young men will see visions. Well, that's a great revival, isn't it? But it says, after the great revival that we see among the Jewish people. And we are beginning to see it now. So I wanted to share that with you because Israel isn't important for Israel's sake. It's important for the nation's sake. And our blessing Israel isn't important so that we can bless them. But it's also important because God has given us a great promise that He will bless us. That's why I know this church is going to be blessed. I'd like to show you another video now. We are your feet, your hands, your voice, your face in Israel. So we want to see the next video that tells you what God and you are doing in Israel. I could elaborate on everything that they said there, but I'm not going to take the time to do that. But it's amazing. I sit down and I look at that, and I look at Chrissy, and I just kind of shake my head. Is that what we're a part of? It's amazing. We have 14 full-time employees in our offices in Israel to accomplish these things that you're seeing there. A number of years ago, we were working on a website that a guy in Israel was redoing for us. He said, go to istandwithisrael.com to look at it and see what I'm doing. And the Lord laid it on Christy's heart and said, we've got to get that website. So we did a deal with him that blessed him. He's a believer in Israel. And that through that website and through our ministry, we've now given over $5 million to the needy, the poor, the new immigrants, some of them to send them to school, some of them to even get dental work. a doctor or a lawyer immigrates from Russia and they have no teeth. And it's hard for them to get any employment because they're learning Hebrew. We help them get teeth. It's all sorts of stuff that we're doing. We help Holocaust survivors with meals, and it's just amazing. But as we are taking the gospel to them there in Israel through physical means like that, we also are sharing their Messiah with them. And we are seeing more and more and more coming to the Lord. Yes, we're using the media, and it's amazing what we're doing there. And I'm going to mention one thing in just a minute to you that has to do with Arab believers. But I also want to tell you, I personally led a group of young people from a Bible school in Dallas. We went over, we hooked up with a man that's known for his street evangelism in Israel, believe it or not. But we're in Tel Aviv, very secular there. So we take our guitars, the young people go down, we begin to sing on the promenade along the Mediterranean there. And groups of people begin to come around. And we had several of those young people that led people one-on-one to the Lord. We're seeing it happen in all kinds of ways. You know, a few months ago, I guess it is, maybe about a year ago or so, Ari came over and he said, Raymond, I've got this message about the sons of Ishmael. You know, there's 1.5 million Arabs that live in Israel and are Israeli citizens. And then, of course, they're surrounded by Arab nations. And he said, you know, God put a great call on the sons of Ishmael, just like he did on the sons of Isaac. And their call, really, at being the elder brother, was to walk in protection of their younger brother. And how many of you know, when you refuse the call that God puts in your life, you often turn completely away from it. And that's what we see now. They don't protect their younger brother, the Jews. They attack their younger brother, the Jews. And so we believe and are seeing, it said up there, we're supporting 3 Arab congregations that are in Israel. But one of our latest projects, and it was a huge project, and it was a leap, not just a step, but a leap of faith. But we did a documentary film, and we're not saying a lot about this, because a Jewish ministry doing a documentary film that's going to go to the Arabs is not kosher, if you know what I mean. And so we don't put it on our website. I'm just sharing this with you personally. But we have that film finished now. I'm going to leave a copy with you, Pastor. I brought one. And you can use it like you want to. Just don't attach our name to it. Ari or Shira or Ma'oz. But we believe that this is going to be a huge tool because it's a documentary of testimonials of supernatural manifestations of the Lord to people that were in Islam and they accepted the Lord as their Savior. And these are testimonials. And it kind of, in their testimony, they break down why they were leaving Islam and how they were led to the gospel. So it's exciting. And we have means and ways that we're working on right now to get this out en masse, and particularly into the areas of Iraq and Syria and then, of course, across anywhere where there are Arabs and people that worship Muhammad and Allah. We want to get this message to them because we know that there's got to be a great revival among the Arabs too, because that's the roadmap to peace. It says, where Yeshua, Jesus, is lifted high, all men are drawn to him, Arab and Jew, as well as Gentile. So, where am I here? Okay, Christy, come up. You have the Bible with you? I want to show you that this is our next huge project. And I haven't started reading this Bible yet. She's been reading it. It's called the Narrated Bible. It's in chronological order. And she's going to tell you a little bit about it and why we believe that this is the next great tool in bringing Jews to the Lord.
A couple of years ago, Shira started reading this Bible for her daily devotional. And she was so impressed with it that she felt, she brought, one morning she started talking to Ari about it. She said, you know, I don't think Israelis read the Bible. And yeah, the first five books of the Old Testament are their history. And they learn that in school through their Hebrew studies. But the Bible in its original Hebrew is very archaic language. It's kind of like, do y'all remember when the Living Bible came out and everybody was just so excited about it? Because, oh, all of a sudden we understand what it says. Well, this is what we feel is going to bring the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, alive to Israelis. So we are embarking this month on a 3-year project. We're partnering with the Israel Bible Society, who has the scholarship, to translate this Bible into Hebrew with the narrated. The narrated kind of throws you off, but the narration is, they tell you, like in a couple of paragraphs before the scripture is written, of what you're going to read. So kind of tells you in story form. And then the words in Hebrew that are original, that Israelis don't understand, we're going to have definitions of the more modern words that make sense for the scripture. So this particular project, 3 years, 2,000 pages, numerous Israeli scholars, and I'm talking about believers, I'm not talking about the Orthodox. We utilize believing scholars to really illuminate the word. We are partnering with this project, and we're excited. It's really the largest resources that we've ever tried to marshal, right. And so this is the next thing on our plate, and we're excited about bringing the Bible to Israelis.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, you know, I've been involved, I'm old enough now that I've been involved in some of the great revivals that this land has, particularly the one in the 60s and 70s called the Charismatic Movement. My uncle was a part of that, and it was a great revival across the land, the Jesus people and all of that. Many, many, many people came to the Lord through that. But how many of you know, during that time, there was kind of a new song that came out of the church? And we believe any great revival is accompanied by a new song. So we mentioned briefly that we are training 30 children right now to play instruments. And you were telling me about one of the young people that we trained is now nationally known. And we're upping that to 60 for next year. We believe that there's going to be a new song of worship and praise. Where's our worship and praise leader? You're back there. There's going to be a new song coming out of Israel in Hebrew. And we've been doing CDs and music videos in Hebrew. And they're reaching across the land. There have even been some of our CDs that are playing on secular radio stations. Now they have a gospel message. I mean, it's amazing the doors that God's beginning to open. But I want you to see a group of our children. We did a children's CD. How many know that if you reach the children, then you're going to reach the parents probably? So we did a children's CD. I want to show you a cut of that. Well, I want to close at this time. And, you know, how can you help us and help the Lord in what he's doing in reaching the Jewish people and reaching Israel? Well, first of all, you can pray. And I often tell people, now, we have a prayer letter that goes out by email weekly that has specific things. Not just bless Israel, Lord, or I'm praying for the peace of Jerusalem, but a specific prayer points that you can pray for. And, you know, we're kind of like paratroopers. We come in behind the lines, and the enemy doesn't even know we've dropped in. So we have, how many intercessors do we have now? Yeah, thousands of intercessors. And that is so, so important. And we'd like for any of you that's on your heart to join us. But continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You can give to support some of these things that we've showed you today. You can educate yourself. And here's the best way to educate yourself that I know. and that is to receive the Maoz Israel report monthly. It's written in Israel about what's going on in Israel. Cheryl will touch on political things sometimes. She certainly touches on spiritual and prophetic and many things that about what's going on in Israel. Is it still 12 pages, babe, or is it 6 now? 12 pages, got lots of pictures in it, and you will love getting this, and it'll keep you in touch with what's going on in Israel. We want to be your contact point with what the Lord is doing over there. So stay connected. Share the truth about Israel with others. And we bless you in the name of the Lord. And we say thank you for being such a part of what the Lord's doing in these last days. Amen.